Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
You know you got everybody looking.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also see me on the Facebook live stream of the show. Not much to see. The high point is our little ducky from Nail City Jeep Club. Jeeps are great. The Jeep people, there's something about Jeep people that are great. They just have this bond, and they're little duckies everywhere, and they just have this bond. Anyway, lovely people, and terrific. Anyway, we got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in about a little over 5 minutes, and this will be a great opportunity for you to comment on anything that happened on this show or anything that happened in life. You have to follow the rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti. Here they are. Do not have your radio on when you call. Make sure the radio is turned down because you can't have any feedback. So don't have your radio on the background when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate federal, state, or local laws, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. The Dimitri Graffiti hotline is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490, and Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. So we have that coming up. If you just joined us, we had an ugly incident this morning. I was opening the mail earlier, and it was a letter addressed to me, Dimitri Vassadar's care of Womp Studios, although it's also Big Willie 105.5 on High Ridge Road and all that. Turns out it's a law firm. And not just any law firm, a very big deal, serious, nationally recognized law firm, Cassidy Law. And the letter comes from Patrick Cassidy himself, who practices in West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Yes, that Cassidy Law. And he wrote this, and it scares the hell out of me because I'm afraid that this could be the beginning of lawfare to try to shut me up the way they've shut up and ruined financially so many supporters in the Trump administration. And it really started with them going after Sarah Palin, and they got no blowback, and so they started getting more emboldened. And so the thing is, you just have these lawyers file all of these claims and charges and whatever the lawyers do to have you go broke because you can't afford a lawyer to fight back. So I'm afraid this is, and I stress I don't know, but it's an indicator of what might be in the works for me, because the first sentence here, dear Dimitri, please know I represent Erica Tamborin, a citizen of West Virginia. For those who don't know, she's the administrator for the village of Shadyside. She's also a real estate agent, and this apparently the same Erica Tamborin who's been involved in so many court cases over the years, that the track record, it's unbelievable how many times she's been in court. It's just, if it's the same Erica Tamborin, maybe there are other Erica Tamborins that I don't know, but wow. In any event, he goes on, citizen of West Virginia, and I'm investigating potential claims of defamation by certain individuals and or entities on her behalf. The way that I read this, and again, I'm no lawyer, I'm simply, you know, some idiot talking into a microphone, is that claims of defamation, I think they're coming after me with lawfare. I hope I'm wrong. I don't know. I'd have to have a lawyer. I can't afford a lawyer. I can't ask him because he's representing the other side, this Erica Tamborin. So my fear is that they're coming after me. Defamation, certain individuals. Well, I'm a certain individual, and I've been talking about her, mostly giving her complimentary things like she's a hot blonde, which she is. I've seen her pictures. My God, how can I get sued over that? And it says, and entities as well. Entities being this show, which is Dimitri 2020 LLC and this radio station. And he goes on and on about how, as I read it anyway, and again, I ain't no lawyer and I can't afford one, that they want to know my sources. They want to know who I was talking to, that they want an explanation from me as soon as possible. And it's like, holy God, what am I supposed to do here? I'm one guy. I'm going up against, you know, this Goliath of a law firm, for God's sake. D.C., West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland. This Erica Tamberin. You know, here we go again. Another sort of legal action involving an Erica Tamberin. Gee, what a surprise that is. I wonder if it's the same Erica Tamberin that's been involved in all of these other court cases over the years. I don't know. Do you? So I asked my listeners, if any of them were lawyers, to call in, give me some legal advice. What am I supposed to do here? Could this be the end of Dimitri Graffiti? The whole show, Live and Dangerously Local. I can't afford to go on here and pay a lawyer or whatever. I'm not going to release or disclose my sources because then my career's over. It's pretty much over now, come to think of it, but it's going to be really over after that. I can't do that. People trusted me with information regarding lots of different people and maybe not Erica Tamberin as well. What am I supposed to do here? So here's what I did. During this, hold on a second, I'm getting phone calls already. Big Willie 1055, hello.
These attorneys are still going back to Hillsborough County.
I will say this once, and that'll be it. When I lived in Tampa, this was a few years ago, I got a full pardon from the governor, and the records have been sealed for 75 years. That's it. That's all I have to say on this. So back to this letter from Cassidy Law. You talk about ruining your morning. I'm opening the mail during a commercial break, and I'm reading this, and I'm ready to vomit all over a state-of-the-art podcaster board. Changed the whole show. It changed the whole show. We still give away tickets. Oh, by the way, the tickets. I thought she said her name was Carly with a C, but it's actually Harley, H-A-R-L-E-I-G-H. Harley, who is a veterinarian's assistant or something in Steubenville. Sounded like a lovely human being. Absolutely lovely. So it's Harley, not Carly. So my bad. I'm sorry. So we still give away the prize package, so that's great. So here's what I did with this letter. I took a screenshot, I took a picture of it, and I posted it. You can read it for yourself from Cassidy Law. Posted it on the Big Willie 1055 Facebook page. Do me a favor. Go to the Big Willie 1055 Facebook page, follow it, and then read the letter, and then tell me in the comments what I should do or what lawyer might be willing to represent me for free. Maybe a lawyer that's got a real feud with Cassidy Law that will do it pro Sonny Bono for me so I don't have to pay anything. If there are such lawyers out there, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have any opponents. I don't know. But I really don't know what to do here. It's so I'm turning it over to you saying, okay, what should I do? Go to the Big Willie 1055 Facebook page. I just posted it. You can see the whole damn letter. And you can see that first sentence. Claims of defamation by certain individuals. I read that as Dimitri. And they're telling me essentially in the body of the letter, the last graph, essentially to shut up, stop talking about this Erica Tamberin, who's a real estate agent and the administrator for the Village of Shadyside. I still don't know what her qualifications are. I still don't know. Anyway, so maybe this is lawfare. Maybe this is all coming to an end. Dimitri Graffiti is coming up. The rules of engagement. Make sure you follow them. It's going to be really, really, really interesting this morning, let me tell you.
Ugh. Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
Dimitri Graffiti, the rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio Line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, silences Dimitri.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, the Macho Man Radio. I heard Big Will yesterday on the radio. Unfortunately, I can't talk on here because we didn't hear it yesterday, but I heard it in here. It was so great, and I got a big shout out from Big Willie. It was so great here, and all the greatness right here on the Dimitri Graffiti. Oh, yeah, dang it.
There's no way. No way. That you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
Dimitri Graffiti!
Hey, Ryan, you need to run the wing K!
Dimitri Graffiti.
Hey, management's already taken 2 days away from us on Dimitri. We can't have him take the other three from Miss Cassidy.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Hey, why did Jesus leave this earth and leave the Jews to proclaim Armageddon on the world?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Dimitri Graffiti.
You know what gets my goat is when the DJs on this station doesn't announce who's playing the song or what the song's name is.
Dimitri Graffiti.
I think they need to go after the Novotny show.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
White powdered wigs. You, Dimitri!
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.